I never made a man cry. I even kicked a guy in the groin once, and he didn't cry. I got the cat.
I haven't actually seen the Chippendales, and I can't think of anything worse than sitting staring at some bloke's crotch for 2 hours. Unless, of course, it belonged to Judge Pickles, and it was in a liquidiser, but...
Women and men will frequently laugh at scenes of male castration or any damage to the male groin. Most comedy films, particularly Hollywood films, will have the obligatory shot of a man hitting the balls, or worse.
Ooh. Go on, chest it!
Oh. Hi, little girl, what do you want for Christmas? Oh.
One extramarital, and I'll cut it off.
Let the woman go. You are under arrest.
And take away his weapon. Both of them.
But there simply isn't any depiction of violence against female genitalia, ever. Sexual violence against men on screen is entertainment, but against women, it's always serious, and is said to promote misogyny and violence against women. What does sexual violence against men promote? Well, for some, it leads to TV fame.
My next guest is a woman who's famous around the world for literally taking the law into her own hands. It's my pleasure to welcome Lorena Bobbitt. Come, welcome. This is your first appearance on British television, and millions of viewers join me and wanted to know the answer to one question. Cut any good dicks lately?
Have you ever seen or heard of a man mutilating a vagina? And if you have, would you expect to see them laughing about it on a talk show?
To me, one of the most astonishing things is that men do not get uptight over the fact that they will be laughed at. If I was to be found in the street tomorrow morning with my penis cut off down the road, I would be laughed at. I am so worthless because I'm a male that I would be laughed at. The media would make jokes about me, and there'd be jokes. And men would be doing it too. Men have no idea that some part of themselves, if you like, is missing. They simply don't consider it.
According to the Orange County DA's office, Catherine Q. Becker is accused of cutting off her husband's penis with a knife, taking his penis and throwing it into the garbage disposal.
I mean, I don't know the circumstances. I don't know why he filed for divorce. I don't know what was going on between them. However, I do think it's quite fabulous. I mean, can you just imagine that thing whizzing around the disposal? It's like hysterical. Depending on why she cut it off. I mean, it does depend on the reasons why.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, standards.
What would be an acceptable reason?
I'll think of one. I would have just thrown it in the dog's bowl.
Why does a dog have to suffer?
Chewing on an old bone. Police.
She did.
Oh, that was nice.
There's something I want to point out, though, not to be like a total buzzkill, but it is a little bit like sexist. Like, if somebody cut a woman's breast off, no one would be sitting laughing. Like, it's not that right to sit around laughing about it if we think about it.
It's different, though.
It is different.
One's floppy and one just sticks up like that. It's easy to do that.
When men are hurt in any way, their suffering isn't taken seriously. And so we will still laugh at Bobbitt jokes, which I think shows us just how hated at a very deep level are men. And There's no doubt in my mind that feminism has had a great deal to do with it. And when men wake up to how they have been demonized by the feminist movement, and they understand how this has been achieved, they will fight back. And that's what's happening now.